15th parak of Kalim, first Mishnah, Kli Eitz, Kli Og, Kli Etzim, Kli Sluchas. All of the above, wooden Kalim, Kalim's made of hides and bones of animals, or glass, Shutayim, Toyim, Mekablayim, Tameim. If they're flat, they are tar. If they have a receptacle, they are tummy. Nishburo, taru, mechosna, osamem, kalim, mechalim, tum, mechalim, haba. They do not have the chumah of metal, that if it broke and you remake it, comes back to its old tumah. Here, once it's broken, even if you make it back into a kli, it starts all over again, it's tar. Big dough, different types of cabinets or chests made out of wood, or of the bov, kaver zakash, a beehive, which also looks like a very big basket, which is made out of straw, kaver sakon, which is made out of reeds, both Svin Alexandris, in some type of boat. They had a little door, a little place also, that which they would fill up, put water in it, fresh water in it. Sheyesh lem shulayim, if they have the bottom, or that's a full kli. Ve'machzikim abam sabalashim kuhayim b'yovish, and they're so big that they hold of liquids, or two kulim of dry ha'ili toirim. It's halacha that these type of kelim, if they cannot be metal to them, when they're full, then they're not mekabel tumah. Shako lekelim b'mekabel, b'nei mekabelim tumeyim. Other type of kelim. Even if they have more than 40 saw, are tumeyim to Rabbi Meir. His idea behind this is that the rule that something is more than abon saw is not mekabel tumah. If it's made out of these materials, it's because it's not made to move around. But if it's specifically made to move around, then it is mekabel tumah. So he says, aside from the above mentioned things, the stoma is that they are made to be moved around. Rav Yehuda Omer, he says, daldu agolo, some type of big cask that we put, barrel that we put on a wagon. Kustus shemalofim, some type of chest that they would store things for kings and food and the like. Harevis abdonim is a big bowl which they would soak, hide workers would soak the hides in. Bosvina ktana, or there's also this place for collecting fresh water in boats. The aron, a chest, avavish mekablim tameyim, suing l'taltel elamash v'teichim, because they're made to be moved around with that which is within them, and therefore the size has no effect because it's made to move around. Shako l'kelim mekablim tameyim. I see some people mistakenly think that wood from a lift is not mekabel tumah because the lift box is too big. That's not the reason, because it's made to be moved around. There may be other reasons why it's not mekabel tumah, which we'll not go into today. Shein mekablim, yeah. Shako kelim. He says aside from these kelim, all the other kelim are min hastam tahirim. Shein mekablim tameyim. Yeah. And if they're not mekabel, then the tameyim. So. Well, it's not clear exactly what the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is, because each one agrees that there's certain kelim that are made to move around and others not. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the point of this agreement is Rav Meir holds this big kli of the balabayis is tmeya, because it's also made to move around, and Rav Yehuda says, no, it's not so, and therefore it's taught.